Yeah, I've got some lady that just has been talking and screaming, and I don't know what she's doing back there, and then it caught me off guard, and I kind of slammed on my brakes a little bit, and now she's just going off back there.
Okay, is she yelling at any particular person, or is she just kind of having a mental thing with yelling and screaming at just the air?
Yeah, she was already getting louder and louder back there. I didn't know if she was, but there's only one person on the bus, and he's right up here. You know, she's in the very back, but now that I snapped on my brakes, and all when she screamed out, now she thinks that I'm the target, you know? I don't know what she's saying. I can barely understand her, but she's just going off back there.
Okay, is she a distraction for your driving where we need to tie you up and get a supervisor?
Well, I'm going to keep going, but I mean, when I get down to, you know, Broadway, other passengers are going to get on the bus, and I don't know, you know, they're going to expect me to have to deal with this woman, and I'm not going to tell her to get off. Next thing I know, she might get violent.
I understand. Unfortunately, though, that is the first thing that we require you to do before we get a supervisor to you, is to pull over at a stop, open the doors, and explain that they're being too loud on the bus and they need to deboard. And if they don't deboard, at that point, we will send a supervisor out. Also, if she's not threatening anybody and she's just back there talking and yelling, there's no policy against her being able to ride on the bus.
Well, that does help. And when I was, you know, at one point I did turn around and I said, are you talking to me? I wasn't sure if she was talking to me or just ranting and raving. And I, you know, and I think at this point she's just, yeah, she's definitely in a mental situation right now. But anyway, and I did open the doors at that light because it's by the curb and she didn't try to get off. So, but I didn't say, this is your stop. So, all right, well, I'm going to leave her unless she starts getting up here and getting in my face, and then I guess I'll try to call you back, or should I press that secret button so she doesn't get volatile?
No, please don't hit the secret button unless that's only for if somebody's taken over the bus, hijacked it, or, you know, has got you under some sort of weapon and you can't talk, because we can't talk to you when you press that button. Continue to send the loud verbal. If she gets, you know, if she escalates and starts threatening you or other people, but as long as she's just back there yelling and talking to herself, I understand it makes customers uncomfortable, but again, the policy states that we can't just put somebody off of a bus because they're loud and talking to themselves. If they feel more comfortable sitting in the front of the bus, they're free to do so.
That's very good advice. I appreciate it, because when you're in a situation like this, kind of the SOP, it kind of goes out of your head because you're focusing. So, all right, that's really good information. I will send loud and verbal if she comes up here and gets in my face or starts threatening somebody else. Thank you.
You're welcome. 2048.